Bear with me. It's very late, and I'm going to do this as quickly as I can. I got a response from the future of live music streaming in Canada. I sent that file out over the web, and then a friend of mine, Craig Gloucester, who's a musician in Toronto who's from Windsor, he reposted it, and he had some friends respond. And a guy named Alan M., I think his name was, had some concerns. He said, this has been tried before and it hasn't worked, and here are some of the things that don't work. And I'd like to tell you those things and then address them. One of them is bands and their management not allowing this to happen. And I disagree entirely. I think that major bands would disagree with this method because they haven't figured out how to maneuver the new music landscape at all. They're losing in a big way, actually, and I think that they would be crazy. But yeah, so like you too. Or the Foo Fighters or something, don't want you live streaming a show at the Palace of Auburn Hills when people from Windsor would pay and buy tickets. Let's be realistic. Nobody is fooling themselves about live shows and stream shows. The only people watching stream shows are people who can't be there, like absolutely cannot be there, are not in the city, or are dead broke. They cannot afford to be at that show no matter what, but they might be diehard fans. And or they're curious about a show, even though they're broke, and they can't afford to invest in a show that they don't know anything about. And if they're investing in that show and they like it, and then that band comes back, they're going to spend the money. They're going to save the money so that they can be at that show, or they can buy an album, or they can buy some merch, which leads me to the second thing, is that there's no worries about ownership and, who gets the rights to the video and who gets, it is a viable concern, but I'm saying that right now bands are giving music away everywhere. They're giving so much of their music away because they understand that that is the lure. Here, take it, take my CD, take my digital download drop card. Just know about me. Go to my MySpace page. Listen to my stuff. And then when they come to town, when the touring acts get to the city, they come in and they buy merch. They buy T-shirts and they buy vinyl and they buy the other stuff that people want them to buy. And it's the lure. It's the way to get people in. So I think the best case scenario is Fog Lounge streams a show from Saskatchewan, from Amigos or something. Or we show something from the grad house, and do you think that they're gonna not like me doing that and promoting their venue or promoting their show? No. And if that band is coming to Windsor, I absolutely want to promote that show. Do you think that the agent for a band on Mint Records is gonna say, nope, we don't want you streaming and promoting a band that's gonna be at your bar in 2 weeks? I think the scope is different. I don't think we were on the same page as far as scope. I think this only serves to benefit anybody involved in the indie, unsigned, or even small label market for live music. It's a no-brainer. And I don't think anybody else has tried this before. I know that venues are apprehensive. Like, I still have not heard from a venue who's willing to just tell me when they're live streaming shows so that I can do it. I know that bands will do it. I know that bands want to live stream their shows, and then they can contact a venue and say, look, here's the dates we're doing live streaming because these are the venues that have Wi-Fi or have an internet connection, and then they go from there. But Alan M., I disagree with you wholeheartedly about how this can and can't work. I think when you get tied up in the legalities of this baloney, with rights and who gets come on, this is a promotional tool. You don't worry about who's talking about it on Facebook or Twitter because it's a promotional tool, and there's a way to make it work. That's all.